Hey, this is Gray Cook, and welcome to Gray Cook Radio, where I talk with my favorite publisher about the questions that we've generated from our work.
Hey, Gray, I'm coming to the Functional Movement Screen Workshop that you and Lee are doing for Perform Better in about a month. Is there anything I and the other attendees and future attendees should know in advance, anything that we should be doing to prepare for it?
Any preparation will be helpful, and obviously just being familiar with some of the articles on the FMS website, just having a passover of the movement book just gives you some construct, some structure. Lee and I have a very casual and relaxed education manner, and so if you were not to do any preparation whatsoever, you'd still not be lost in the workshop. Sometimes the things that gives you the biggest amount of difficulty is just the change in paradigm. We're going to take you some places that you haven't heard exercise and rehab professionals take you, and it's all backed up by the most current research. So if you came through your BS degree in exercise physiology 10 years ago, we look at things very, very differently now, and we're able to show you some tangible results in a very short amount of time. So the thing that gives people the biggest problem is not the knowledge that they come with. It's the stuff that they've got to selectively forget because things are changing, and not just in technology with automated devices, but in the way we actually look at the human body and the way it moves. So if you weren't to prepare, it's not bad. Just have an open mind, because the technical skills to perform a functional movement screen are no harder than doing blood pressure or CPR. Do these steps and generate your numbers and your results. So it's simply following directions. It's really the construct of philosophy and the paradigm that we set you up for on the first day that really gets you thinking outside of the box. So looking at our articles, looking at that free information on functionalmovement.com, going ahead and picking up the book in advance, these are all things that are, I think, going to make it a more rewarding experience. But were you to be busy and show up unprepared, we've literally designed it so that by the second day, you'll feel comfortable screening somebody. You'll have a bunch of questions, but that's why we do radio shows and write books and do DVDs, so I hope that helps.
And what should trainers and coaches expect at the end of the workshop? Would they be qualified to screen their clients and athletes?
They are. Sometimes they're slightly disappointed that we don't get to spend more time on corrective exercise strategy, but you must realize in 2 days, Lee and I feel that our first obligation is to make you competent doing movement screens. That is what is stated on the objective information when you sign up for the workshop. We introduce the corrective strategies in the system of how to go from screening to selecting which one of the movement patterns should be the primary focus of programming and corrective strategy. But we simply are showing you how the system works and using examples and going over the corrective strategy. It is in no way is a full corrective strategy workshop. And the one thing I tell people to remember is you already have in your tool bag before you ever met us 4 ways to improve hip mobility, 4 ways to increase core strength, 4 ways to maybe open up the shoulder girdle. And a lot of people forget the simple good old foam roll stretching stuff you've done, that still works. And if you want to know how good it works, see how quickly it affects the screen. What we inject is, hey, let's look at not just these isolated segments, but let's look at patterns and have you do that. And not one piece of work that we've generated, written work or DVD and manual material, doesn't follow the pattern approach. That's really all we do different than anybody else is when we find a corrective problem, we address the mobility issue as a pattern or the stability issue as a pattern and not isolated anatomical deficiencies. You're going to walk away and you're going to be ready to go home, do a few screens, and then sit the screening certification and become certified. Once you've done that, you got the key to get into our website and look at the exercise library and spend a long, long time perusing the exercises. But when one of them doesn't look familiar or common to you, the only thing you got to keep reminding yourself is all we're doing is addressing the entire pattern with our bands and our bars and our positions, and not just the glute medius or the scapula stabilizers. We're not taking the conventional anatomical approach to movement. We're actually taking a behavioral approach to movement. And once you get in the flow with it, it's just like learning a new dance move. It's like, oh, that's so easy. I don't even have to think about it. But, you know, that's the corrective in both mine and Lee's mind is secondary, because that is a process and it's an investment of how much time you want to put in it. The screen, that's absolute. You either know how to do CPR or you don't. And if you don't, you're not going to pass the test. And for us to endorse you as being certified in the functional movement screen, we realize that everybody coming to us has a different exercise level of proficiency. I know, for instance, that you have a background in Feldenkrais. It's amazing, because I think it puts you sometimes ahead of the game when we're talking behavior. But really, your certification only says you can screen somebody, and then you have complete access to our website if you do get stuck, to help you through some of the corrective process. But that is a journey, and we're there just to nudge you on that journey. But you are to leave that workshop as a confident screener, and we have a pretty good pass rate for the test. And by the way, since we've written the book, the test is getting harder. We are pulling specific questions from the book and from the concept to I don't know if we're really raising the bar, but we want to make sure that, you know, in an online test, you are executing the skill set of screening correctly.
And in part of that would be to tell the attendees what order to attack things. I think that's what you're saying?
Yes, and because the order that we attack things in is actually more important than the specific techniques we use. I know right now, if you never saw one of our techniques, but I told you, the active straight leg raise movement pattern is very limited, and I need you to employ all your background into just changing that, whether you're yoga, Pilates, Feldenkrais, or all you know is the Turkish get-up and some side planks. I guarantee you, if I at least put you in the category of movement behavioral greatest efficiency, you can impact that, even if you never saw one of our DVDs. And I think that I'm glad you brought that up, because that little algorithm, that little recipe is probably more important than the individual methods or techniques, because every time we learn, we will give you more techniques, but they're simply all different ways to get to the same thing, which is changing that pattern.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Okay, well, I'll see you in Phoenix next month then, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, and you'll be the one in the front row that doesn't have any questions, because you published the book, right?
I do not think so. Okay, we'll talk next week.
Thank you.